it required, in our finance meeting for our local budget, it required 3 or 4 separate meetings, all dealing with interim budgets where we had unknowns dealing with this and unknowns for that. But still, it required that time just to really think about it. So I would hope that before we're done with this item that we could schedule a time and that you would feel comfortable coming up with a target number for income and what and how you think it would need to be spent. And even if that preliminary draft budget comes up with a deficit, at least that would be something that we could begin our conversation with and begin to understand all the issues, you know, within more depth that you're grappling with. Because I do think you did a good job of describing the magnitude of the questions. But I still think that since our committee really is responsible for the oversight of this national office budget, we need to begin the dialogue with it, even if it's preliminary.
Well, you know,
Lonnie, I think that other people may raise similar issues, so why don't we go through that stack and then you can respond, because I do think other people will raise it. Is that okay?
Well, I'm going to answer it, so maybe they won't need to raise it.
Okay.
So my answer is that if you really want to do it, I suggest that this committee, we meet Thursday, Friday of next week or Wednesday, Thursday of next week. I'm working on a weekend on all of your budgets, and a lot of your budgets still need review, mind you. But some of the numbers have changed. The CPB monies for some of your budgets have changed, and the LSB needs to be made aware of that. Otherwise, they'll say I changed the budget. This $15,000, once I, look into it, may have an impact on the budget. So, anyway, my proposal would be that we as a committee prepare to meet Thursday and Friday. Let's take one of the days to do the national budget and the other day to do the other budgets, or split them up however we want. So let's do it Thursday and Friday. I will get them to you by Monday, Tuesday, assuming and if that I am working with real budgets that have been approved by the LSB. And right now, I do not have that.
Just a technical point. No LSB that I'm aware of is going to be able to vote their budget between now and Monday. So when you say if that happens, we can tell you now that it can't get to the point of approval. But A has proposed numbers. We have, we have numbers for you to work with. So,
yeah, but
let's go to Mark.
Lonnie. Can I ask for clarification on just that one issue about the changes in the CPB funding?
I'd like not to. We do have a stack. It's now a new issue. Let's get through the stack. Lonnie addressed the point. He's made his proposal. I'd like to go to Mark. We'll get through the stack. We'll all have a chance to raise this stuff before we get off this call. Mark, would you go ahead?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I have 4 quick things, and I want to tell you right now that I'm doing this from a perspective of, let's say that I owned Pacifica, okay? I'm doing it from the point of view of someone who has owned businesses and managed them for many years successfully. And I'm a little concerned about a couple of things. I know that we're not for-profit and that gets into areas, but sometimes fiscal management requires that sort of discipline. My first concern is that the budget, we should have this. This is 9-1, and we have to, the PMB has to sit down on 9-23. And the fact that we're still discussing, looking at numbers that aren't before us, is a concern that we all need to bear. And what I would like, Lonnie, if the problem is overburdening of the offices as a result of additional reporting responsibilities that have been added on in the course of this year and last year to the CFO office or to the fiscal office, let us know. But otherwise, I would have to say my first thing, if I was sitting at the head of the conference table, is this is unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
Hear, hear.
Secondly, the late budgets that you're getting from stations, I understand what you're saying, and there are LSB components and approvals, but if I had general managers who were given a deadline by me, and we knew that we had a national budget coming before us that had to be approved in September, I don't want to hear about any missed deadlines. That's also unacceptable. put the pressure. You can't put the pressure on the LSBs. You put the pressure on the general managers. Call special meetings. Do whatever they have to do. You give a deadline. You stick to that deadline. Otherwise, it's words. So somebody has to understand that we are working here on a deadline, and the idea that people aren't meeting them would also be inexcusable to me, and I think it should be to you. You can't pressure them, but you put pressure on the GMs and the BMs to get the job done. The third item that I have is with respect to national budgets. Now, I understand that you need to know and understand what the revenue is that you might be working with, but I never believe that you do expense projections and revenue projections in the same day, in the same meeting. What you need to do, what we need to understand is what are the minimum requirements to run the national office and the PRA next year. Then we figure out what revenue is available to it, and then we come up with a plan should there be a differentiation that we need to deal with. But we need to know what are the minimum requirements, what are the baseline assumptions regarding staffing needs that have to be met. And then we look at what that totals, and then we figure out what the revenue is and decide whether it meets it. I think trying to do it in tandem is a mistake because it leads to fudging. And we can't do that because that's what happened this year, and the national office and other offices fell short because you can't fudge performance. We need to know what the minimum requirements are, what national office, you, Ambrose, what you think that you will need in order to operate effectively and what that will require. We also need to know what your revenue goals are because the national office, and I'm happy to see that, has begun to raise revenue for itself. We need to know what that might be because we can add that to the formula. But right now I'd like to at least hear what the national budget and minimum expenses are in order to carry out its business. That's something you should already know. You don't need the LSBs to tell you what you need.
Yeah.
You just need the LSBs to tell you if they're going to provide what you need. But you should already know what you need. Yes?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mark.
Okay, the other item is national initiatives. My recommendation here is as follows. Those national initiatives which have been approved by the PMB should be given top priority. And that, as far as I know, would be limited to the national Spanish language programming, which we may or may not have the funds for. That's something that I would include because the PMB has mandated you to include that, a national Spanish language program to begin in January. That was the vote. I didn't go for the vote, but that was the vote. That was the result. That's something we know about. Free speech radio news, RPI, we don't know about that. That's still in flux. I wouldn't budget for it. If the PMB later decides to vote for it, then have them come up, as per our prior motion, with a recommendation on how to find the funds to feed it. But right now, Spanish has been approved. The bylaws convention has not been approved by the PMB. We are considering it. We are yet to hear from governance on a recommendation on its cost and impact. And until that committee gets off the pot and does it, I wouldn't budget for it. When they come to the PMB and say, okay, we need a convention, here's what it will cost, let them come up with suggestions and let the PMB and the NFC come up with suggestions for how to pay for it. I wouldn't worry about it now. The National Programming Coordinator Director position, which has been put on hold, I keep it on hold. The only initiative that I know of that has been approved is the Spanish language programming. That's the only one I would deal with. Anything unapproved by the PMB, fine. Approve it later. And finally, on the legal question, I have one question and one comment. My question is that we were told, and I'm not going to say led to believe because that's accusatory, and we're all in this together. But I did want to ask you, Lottie, that all those outstanding legal bills will be put to rest this year. Is that on course?
Yes, it's done. We're talking about new legal bills.
Right, but the old is done, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so if there are any anticipated legal expenses over and above our carrying costs to have an attorney of record, which a $16 million enterprise would have, then we need to know about that, and I would suggest you roll that into your minimum national budget expense requirements, including PRA. And then we would deal with that and have this meeting, as you suggest, on the 8th or the 9th. Unfortunately, that's only 2 weeks before the PMB has to approve. We haven't done the best job I think we could have this year. There have been a lot of reasons for it, including my own. I apologize for it. Let's get the job done. I'm done.
But just one correction. The PMB passed the motion 64 on the list last year. Is the PMB schedule a bylaws convention in the fall of 2005 after September 30th and prior to March 30th, 2006.
Okay,
so,
thank you, Dave.
So that's
thank
sort
you.
Of in the same category.
All right,
the
so then
Spanish
language and bylaws, thank you, Dave, I appreciate that. Spanish language and bylaws have been approved. Then we need to deal with that. And you need to let the GMs and the BMs know they need to budget for it. And the NFC needs to put a tag on it because those are the only two that have the approval of the PMB. Thank you, Dave, for that correction.
The elections, too, are standing order from the PMB.
What? I'm sorry to hear you.
Election process.
Oh, yeah, that's a sort of ongoing one.
That's what I mean. They still have to be budgeted. There are many.
All right, so you've got elections, Spanish language, and the bylaws. And with that, I'd like to hear your response, because I really am concerned about this. You know, if I'm called to a meeting and my people don't know what's happening and we got to approve a budget in 3 weeks, somebody's getting fired. Now, that's the nonprofit world. This is, you know, we're going to do this as a team. But explain to me why I should not be concerned or alarmed about the situation that we find ourselves currently in.
And we need to start tightening up on time. So, Lonnie, can you do what you can do in about 3 minutes, and then you'll have a chance to respond after each
question.
One.
Okay, and my apologies, Mr. Chair.
That's okay. But to get to everybody in the time allotted, we're going to have to tighten up. So can you take 3 minutes, Lonnie, and do what you can do in that?
Yeah, I agree, Mark. It's not acceptable to be where we are. It's not. Two stations have complied. Three have not. And there are reasons, but there are reasons every year. Now, the question on what should be done, what a lot of your comments imply is that the GMs and the CFO, or the CFO and the ED, can order the GMs around budget. But we have competing view on this very committee about whether that's appropriate.
No.
And so now let me answer the question. And so we're not unified on the process. Right over the course of a year, an agreement on this. What's the process going to be? Since there was not agreement, we're here with the problem now. On what the staffing, what baseline? Question is, what's the baseline need going to be? Yeah, it's what we currently have now is my baseline. And it's in all the reports, in the June report. How much do I need minimum? There it is. How much I'm spending? There it is. That's my baseline. Everything else will be additional. On the issue of the doing revenue before expenses, I put in expenses if you know you can afford them. So I have a different view of that. I don't do my expenses first. I can try to revenue up to expenses, but I'd rather revenue down to what I can afford. So it's just a different way of doing it. You can do it both ways, but I have a different view of it. Now, on the mandated priority. We have three. I think there might be one or two others, and we can add those. But I like that idea that we do identify them as priorities. All I'm hoping is that we will have the board agree with us around it. Now, out of all of this today, whatever suggestions that we might have, we need a motion. We're discussing, but we're not moving to action items. If we have an action item that we need to do, each speaker should identify a motion that will get us there. The role in the, we've been trying to get there. What is the role of the CFO? You tell me. I can tell the GM and an LSB that you meet those timetables or you don't meet those timetables. I will do that. But we have to have agreement on that. And you have
all
to,
right. Well, okay. I will present a motion that requires the stations to have their budgets done by a certain date, and if not,
and
the NFC will do it. But that I'm done. Thank you, Lonnie.
Baruti has actually proposed, and I agree that after this is over, we need a budget timeline with hard deadlines. Marnie?
We really do, because remember last year the NFC
Mark,
had
Mark,
to do
I'd
it.
Like to call on Marnie.
All right.
Can I get
thank
on the stack 2 days?
You.
Yeah, sure. You're after Sandy. Go ahead, Marnie.
In terms of the National Office budget, Lonnie, I think that you should be using this year's forecast revenue as something to work from. and get on with it. I totally agree with Mark that it is totally unacceptable. And if I have to put in a motion that you have to do it a different way, then I will. But I don't want to do that. That's not my style. The election expenses, I'm sitting here looking, the election expenses are borne at the station level, not at the national office level. I know that KPFA is budgeting election expenses in the KPFA station budget. I certainly hope that the other stations did likewise. If there is a WBAI budget, has it been circulated to the NFC? I don't believe I have it. I only have PFW and T. Can I get an answer just on BAI? When may I get a copy of the BAI budget if it's been approved and if Lonnie has it? And then I have a couple more questions.
Rudy, do you want
to want me to answer? Okay. Yeah, we did approve a budget. I subsequently found out that we needed this development schedule to be part of the budget, sort of support for the income. So my understanding at this point, well, there were two items that Lonnie, because I forwarded what the part of the budget that I had that was approved by our LSB. The salary, there were two parts. Lonnie said he needs a salary worksheet and a development worksheet. The salary worksheet was already in place. It was just something that, you know, as the treasurer, I don't have access to. That's something that Indra controls, so I'm sure that wasn't a problem setting that up. But we also found that we needed this development worksheet, which I wasn't aware of, and, you know, I wasn't really, in terms of what Indra and I were working on, that didn't come up in our discussion. So my understanding now is that Indra's assistant and someone from Lonnie's office is supposed to be working up that part of the budget. But in terms of the overall numbers, I mean, the numbers aren't going to change. Whatever the development sheet is going to have to reflect what the LSB has approved already. So it's going to be like a point of working backwards. This is your limitation. This is how you. This is the development sheet is going to have to reflect how this is going to take place.
When do you think she can get a copy of what you have?
I don't know. It's kind of hectic because today was the day that folks found out about adjustments, staffing adjustments. So, you know, I don't want to say, you know what I'm saying? She's kind of dealing with that now.
Can we be fair what you've done so far? Just because although these things are all changing, 95% of it are fixed.
Our numbers aren't going to change. It's just the supporting schedule is going to have to, you know, we have to back into the numbers that were approved by the LSB. So the supporting schedule in no way precludes us from looking at the BAI budget.
So could you send that on?
Well, I've already sent it to Lonnie. Lonnie has it. I could send it around. I mean, that's not an issue.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Barudi. I don't want to go over. Yeah, it may, because that supporting schedule gives you the expenses that are implied in raising the listenership dollars. So, you know, when you go back and look at the assumptions behind those expenses, they may be realistic, they may not.
So what I'm saying, Lonnie, is that, well, this is an issue.
Let's get back to Marnie, and then we'll try and take this up when we do, because I'm sure we'll get into this.
I agree that the NFC should get a copy of whatever the BAI budget is, warts and all, right now. And I agree with Barudi that they're going to have to back in on the development side so that it meets the budget, it sounds to me. Another question is, what is the Arbitron statistics? What are the Arbitron statistics that the CPB uses to figure station funding? It's kind of a new topic to me. I wasn't really understanding. Are we talking about 12-plus, AQH? What are we talking about here? What are these Arbitron statistics?
Well, I generally don't get too involved in it. Dan usually handles, or Ambrose would handle all of that. But leave me not do the Arbitrons now, because I'm the wrong person. And maybe I can try to find out.
So what I can tell you is that when CPB set floors, they used AQH as the floor. That was
AQH for 12-plus?
I don't know if it's for 12-plus. That was 96 when they made the floors. I don't know what the status is now.
Okay. Well, I think it's very important that all of us know that, and that's why certainly in KPFA we're trying to build in a ratings history spreadsheet, and I sure don't want to build up a spreadsheet that doesn't have the proper statistic in it. Who is responsible for the PNB budget that gets included in the national office budget? Who is responsible for that? And where are they? Why are they missing in action?
Well, the PNB budget normally is worked up in a proposal form by the ED and the CFO, and then it's presented to the board and the finance committee as part of the ordinary budget. And then it becomes part of the review process for finance and then on to the board.
Okay, so
and the board budget is included in the
National Yeah, I can see that, but I didn't know if maybe it was a subset that had to be created by some of the directors or something, because I see that last year the budget for the PNB was $155,000, and it's coming in at $237,000 based on the June forecast. Then what is the status of the July financials and forecast? Now we're on September 1, and I haven't heard peep or seen peep of the July forecast. And frankly, I would like to include the July forecast in my budget.
Well, the schedule on these July forecast, understanding we're very much immersed in budget, but I have not forgotten the July forecast, is that the schedule is that the books are closed by the 25th, and then between the 25th and the 30th, we're cleaning up whatever needs to be cleaned up. And then I have the report ready by the 5th. So I have it ready by Monday, and I'll send it out with the budget.
Ronnie, you also had told me that you had prepared the quarterly headcount reports and associate stuff. Is that coming then, too?
I'll do the best I can. It is a crush in a swamp, you understand. So that's one of those
reports we don't need.
Not in the crunch.
Well, that was a motion approved by the board. And
it was a stupid motion.
Well, that may be, Mark, but the fact that you consider motions stupid doesn't, I think, invalidate.
But the problem is, Dave,
rule.
We keep putting motions, and that's why our reporting is so late. We need to at least get the basic numbers. We keep saying we need this, we need more, we need more, we need more, and what we're getting is less and less.
Mark, we agreed that this would be a quarterly report. We voted.
All right.
The quarterly report was an agreement and a negotiation from what was monthly reporting.
I don't agree
with that. We've seen one of these this year in April.
But that's the problem, Dave.
I was told that Ambrose wanted to include job descriptions in with the headcount data when it was distributed, and that was the reason for the delay. But I will raise that when it's my turn. Sandy, Baruti, and then I'll put myself.
Do I get a chance to answer Marty's questions?
Please, yes.
On the elections and the bylaw issues, if it goes in the station budget, that's true. But remember, the national office has to front that money.
Teresa, Alex.
We have to put out the cash first and then get reimbursed. It's part of our cash flow, and the stations reimburse us. So, you know, we have to have at least a month or two in working capital on a lot of these budget items, and then hope to get reimbursed by the stations, and we try to. Now, that's the answer. Why is it part of our, not part of our budget, but part of our cash flow? On the arbitrage, I answered that question already, and you mentioned specifically the elections. Did I miss your third question? Sorry.
No, we can go on.
The arbitrage. I will say this about the arbitrage, and of course, everybody debates the arbitrage at Pacifica, whether they're good or bad or whatever, but the arbitrage data will be part of the board packet. We do have it for those of you that want to have a look now. We do have it. You know, at every board meeting, there is a separate booklet with all of the arbitrage data in it, and it is now available and done. So if folks want advanced copies, they're welcome to it.
Are you willing to send it to the treasurers?
I am
personally miffed that I have not seen one of these things. I think it's outrageous. And the little bit that I have seen is not the normal kind of Arbitron stuff you get, such as 12-plus AQH and ranking and 25-54 AQH ranking.
Every board meeting, the 12-plus and all the rest
of it. But I'm not treasurer, and I don't get that. And when I asked Roy for it, he couldn't give me the kind of data that I want, which is very normal in the radio business. Instead, there was all this touchy-feely qualitative, who's listening to which show and the women versus the men. It's all nice qualitative stuff, but let's get the brass tacks. I don't think RCS is doing a good job, but I don't know until I see the data.
I know what I'm talking about.
Can we have a motion that the treasurers
no,
of all
Mark,
the stations...
Look, we're just going to go in order down the
I'm
stack,
sorry,
and then
I'm
we
sorry,
can have
dude.
Motions.
Well, maybe Marty could present a motion requiring the treasurers to receive that Arbitron data.
Would now be the time to do that?
Yes.
Okay, I make a motion that the treasurers receive all the Arbitron data that is...
Oh, could I object? Because I think that people that are on the stack won't be heard from if we start off on a long motion on this one.
Okay, I don't mind tabling my motion till later.
Thank you. Oh. Can you note it withdrawn for the moment rather than tabled?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Unless Lonnie has an objection to it, why not? I mean, why not?
He just said he had an objection. He just said he had an objection. I'd like to keep going. Marnie, have you gotten each of your questions answered so we can go to Sandy?
It's adequate.
Thank you, Sandy.
I have the Arbitron book. And
Teresa,
I'll be
please.
Let
Teresa,
Sandy.
You're out of order. We're not going to get through this to everybody. Sandy.
I'll be brief because I think Baruti covered most of what I wanted to say, but I'm a little surprised at the foxhole approach to budgeting. We talk about proven revenues to forecast future revenues. And again, I think I have to emphasize what Baruti said. Proven expenses have to be considered and not a guessing game. And reserving money from local stations, which need the money to develop shows, equipment, signal strength, et cetera, to keep this reserve. I don't think that's prudent. Thank you.
Baruti. Baruti.
Point well made, Sandy. I'm just say point well made.
Lonnie, it wasn't a question. It doesn't require. We can't stop for everything to have a response. We won't get through it all.
The question then.
It was just a statement of opinion, Baruti.
Just had two things. One, in the national initiatives, was race and nationality kind of approved PNB item? I didn't hear that mentioned. I wasn't sure.
Yes, it was.
Okay. So that
I think it was in L.A. that the board approved it.
Right, so that would have to be added to the list of items.
Point of information, this is LaVarin. I don't believe that's true, that the whole race and nationality agenda was approved.
I'll look it up while Baruti continues.
And as Dave pointed out, I think the Spanish language was the only one that we approved.
I'll look it up while Baruti continues.
Thank you.
Okay. And the other issue. Oh, well, I basically, in answering the question about the where BI was, I think I basically raised all of the issues that I wanted to raise. About us, I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay. The next thing is the next person on the stack is me. I was interested in the just the overall question of your aggregate salary number for next year. How you expect it to compare with this year's number? That's one point. The other question was I was interested that you said that if you budget for something. Like, for example, legal, and unexpected things come in, then stations are assessed billbacks. And I was wondering what policies we're doing on things like that.
On aggregate, sorry. With the salaries this year, and, of course, everything is with a grain of salt. I'll be working the weekend on the national office budget. And the other station budget. I expect it to be fairly flat next year, but we are fed. Yeah.
Are we going to lose people, gain people, or stay flat as far as you can tell right now? And how many positions
about
are
flat,
depending on what? Are there any positions that are being held where if we have the revenue, we keep them, if we don't, we don't?
Let me not do positions on the air.
I'm not asking for which positions. I'm asking for are there any?
You mean positions that are revenue dependent?
Yeah,
is that what I'm hearing?
Good, exactly, exactly.
To me, think.
That might well be.
Yeah, because if you can't identify the revenue.
Okay, you've answered the question. That's all right.
All right, now, on the bill back thing, what I mentioned was that the national office budget, we bill a prudent amount for normal legal. And I think it's used between 60,000 and 90,000. But if you have an unexpected issue or a huge settlement or a legal imbroglio that occurs, many times that's over and above the ability of the national office to fund out of its budget. And I'd specifically mentioned, four or five legal issues on the table before us. So that's what I meant, yes. One of that we've used in the past is we'll come to our finance or whatever, and we'll say, look, this legal bill is $100,000 to $200,000. And what we propose to do is what we've done in the past is we would divide up the cost between the three large stations and two smaller stations at 25, 25, 25, 12 and a half, 12 and a half. That's sort of how we've done it, with one one exception, where the legal issue is clearly connected to a station. That is, it came out of that station. It was clearly identifiable as the cost for that station. Then we tend to want that station to pay its legal bill in that case, where you know it's feasible or affordable.
So it sounds like every station should be contributing to a legal reserve fund that is available so that stations don't get hit with unexpected expenses.
That's what I was hinting.
So you build up a reserve for legal, and you have, as I suggested before, a reserve for severance expenses, because typically the stations that are faced with having to cut staff in order to make their budget don't have the money for severance. Things like that are things I think we need to budget.
Well, Dave, are you suggesting that over and above the 1 month reserve?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that those are things.
So that's
that,
a radical proposition, you know.
Well, I mean, for example, in the 1 month reserve, we're saying that the 1 month reserve includes a central services portion when we've already paid central services. I would much rather, and the reason is, well, we need to generate more reserves. I'd like to have reserves earmarked, and it may be controversial, but you know that's the kind of thing we should be doing, so that, because I think what Lonnie said is true, that what stations don't like is the sensation that they just get sort of hit out of the blue and are told, well, in addition, you have to pay this. Let's rationalize that process. But I don't want to. This is
well, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Lonnie, so you just were you done on that point?
Yeah, I've been.
A point of information. I have a point of information too. Sandy, you go first.
Thank you. I appreciate you yielding. Mr. Chair, in previous discussions on this committee, we offered the motion, the PNB passed the motion to hire a national personnel manager.
HR
director, thank you. It's been a long day. One of the reasons offered was to cut down on these legal expenses. Are we saying now that that's a failed strategy? Question.
No.
Thank you. No, it's just...
It was not just to cut down on legal expenses. There was no infrastructure here. And you'll see before the September board meeting what we are trying to put together that was absent in this organization.
Well, Mr. Chair, can we at some time maybe invite the new HR director to the NSC meeting to ask questions
of him or her? That would be very worthwhile after we finish the budget process. I just want to say also, you know, an HR director may be, well, no, I won't. Sorry, that's side talk.
I had a point of information.
Sandy? Marnie, go ahead.
And that is that KPFA is budgeting and budgeting heavily for its own legal expenses. So we've certainly got that in our budget that's in process. I want everyone to know that.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Are there other points on national? We haven't heard from Teresa or LaVarne. Did you guys have anything?
Well, this is Teresa. Did you get the answers about race and nationality? Because I certainly have some
What I am seeing, I am at that website, and race and nationality was, I don't see it in the, I mean, there was a motion that was never implemented, which was to convene a collective to do national programming on race and nationality. There was a motion by Walker to have a day of diversity with the annual meeting, and the rest of it was in, I believe, January of this year, so I don't have that immediately.
Well, may I say what we did?
Yeah, go ahead.
They asked for two part-time race and nationality coordinators, and we asked that the national office hire an HR person that could do that kind of training. And then we also, the Race and Nationality Committee asked to hire a nationwide training company that would go around and do training. And the final resolution ended up being we're asking each station to initiate training in sexual harassment, homophobia, race and nationality issues, you know, power and such. Those kind of, all kinds of issues, that they handle it on the local level. So I don't know about you, but on at our station, we have that budget into the training, and some of it we've gotten for free. They asked to have a blue ribbon panel. I believe that passed. I could be wrong about that, but that should be in the minutes that Donna has distributed.
Yeah, and I actually just opened them. I can read these things here.
Teresa, my understanding is that what we agreed to fund, because some things we passed, remember there were five things before us. We referred several of them to the National Finance Committee. For example, the idea of a national fundraising day devoted to funding for implementing not only a Spanish language national program, but implementing other race and nationality initiatives. And that was referred to us, and we had a committee for that, and that committee kind of, you know, died on the vine with other things. So that was referred. What my understanding is, or my remembrance is, that the only things we agreed to fund was the National Finance Committee, National Spanish Language, which we didn't say how we would fund, but we estimated would cost about $250,000, based at KPFK. And we also agreed that we would have the HR director investigate how to implement a West Coast and East Coast trainer.
That is not how that ended up.
I have the minutes here. Would you like me to read it?
Could you please, Mr. Chair?
One resolution was that the national office develop a comprehensive strategy to create a diverse funding base for the full implementation of the race and nationality policy, including grants, large donors, targeted donors, special mailings, on-air fundraising, and other methods as appropriate. We'll report its plan to the PMV for review at the next scheduled meeting. And further resolve that wherever possible, funds for this purpose also should be provided from the minority stations designation entitlement from CPB. So I don't know if that plan has been constructed or not. The next thing was the responsibilities of National Coordinator for Race and Nationality Policy Implementation will be assigned to an HR director, and the qualifications desired incorporated in the search of that purpose is specific as HR director trained and certified as an anti-oppression workshop trainer. The HR director will work closely with the Committee of Inclusion for implementation of related policies. Now, I'm looking for the vote on that.
And okay.
Did it pass? I'm looking.
Yep, that passed.
Where is
it? Well, Mr. Chair,
It looks like it was referred to the. I'm sorry. I can't find the vote on this motion.
17, yes.
Where was it?
Item 72 and 106 motion compendium.
That was 2004. This is 2005. This is January 2005 minutes.
This is the original. But go ahead.
Anyhow, that is the motion I'm looking at. It was referred. Sorry. Here we go. It was referred to the Finance and Ad Hoc Committee of Inclusion. So we did not vote that.
No.
Okay, pardon me.
But, Mr. Chair, the one we did vote is that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't we therefore entertain a motion or consider at some point on not this agenda, but maybe another one, that the differential that are accorded to stations because of their minority status, for example, KPFT that just received that those monies should be earmarked for implementing our race and nationality initiatives were approved?
Well, the only thing is that the motion actually instructed the national office to develop that plan and that proposal. So we could do that, but the PMB already passed something saying it wanted the national office to generate the proposal. So, you know, it would be, I mean, we can do it, but that's the status of it right now. The PMB's already said we want it done.
Right, so then shouldn't that be in the 06 budget?
There you go.
It's the will of the body.
The floor is open.
If you want to make that motion,
the PMB already approved it. So is it that we wait for the national office, and that could be, you know, years? I'm not saying they would do that, but I mean it could be. Or is that something approved that we need to now say the differential that stations receive in their CPB funding as a result of minority status should be delegated or segregated to race and nationality initiatives, including the Spanish language programming, which we have yet to fund.
I don't think
point
it's
of order.
Of fact, I don't think it's a matter of fact that I can rule on one way or another. I think it's up to you to make the motion if you like.
Point of order.
I'm hearing you, Sandy. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. In the world of KPFT, we dealt with those funds, and we allocated a good chunk of them toward free speech radio news. So we thought about where to do that when we made our budget. There was conscientious thought put into how to spend that money we were getting.
I want to
bring that to the attention of the Finance Committee, National Finance Committee, that we already have a place for those funds, and if they're going to be redirected, it's going to upset some of our other thinking, and it's going to impact areas like the money that may go to free speech radio news.
But Sandy,
just as a matter of order, that actually wasn't a point of order. Go ahead, Mark.
Sorry.
The problem with what Sandy just said is that the CPB allocation for local whatever of 28-29% is already allocated to free speech radio news. If KPFT elected to take the additional amount over and above the 28% they dedicated last year to that, and the PNB has already passed a motion saying that we need to fund the race and nationality from those funds, then that additional amount they receive over and above the 28% they allocated last year should go to that initiative. That was a PNB directive.
Why don't on the question of the station's money, why don't we deal with that when we do station budget items? This is the net. You were dealing with the question of whether national should be directed.
Right.
We need to move the agenda.
But what you said was that the national...
Point of order here.
Excuse me. Lonnie, we'll let Mark finish and then...
What you said was that the PNB passed a motion indicating that one of the ways it wanted to fund this expansive and expensive race and nationality initiative that it did pass, the two things that I know passed, was to allocate the differential that stations receive for their minority status allocation. If KPFT decided to take the additional monies and pour more into free speech radio news, in addition to the 28% they already received, that is not what that motion says. That motion says put it in race and nationality.
Point of clarification. I don't know the exact number here, but I believe it's in line with that 28% range. So.
Okay, so that's the only thing I'm saying. We have to be careful that we fund PNB initiatives. Otherwise, PNB initiatives have no teeth.
This is Casey. Can I get
Casey.
On the set? Hi.
We haven't passed any motions, Casey.
Take over then.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry.
Can I ask about time and where we are on the agenda?
Yeah, we're ready to move on but I wanted to know whether, since Casey had just joined the call, do you have any issues on national, what we've been... And actually, before we go, you made a proposal about how we were going to deal with national budget, and as much as we can chat about these issues, we do have to have a plan for how we're going to review it, when we get it, et cetera. So I'd like to, would the committee accept spending 15 minutes nailing down what we're going to do from here till September 20th on the national portion of the budget, not the consolidated budget?
I'm just as concerned as reviewing the station budgets. I see them as a package.
Okay, let's answer that question after we do the station budgets, and let's move to that. Is there any objection to doing that at this point?
No, because I do disagree with Lonnie. It's not a package. National office has got to be able to present its own case.
Yeah.
I understand both sides of this, and actually, in order to deal with it, what we can do is we'll deal with the station budgets, and then we'll come up with a comprehensive plan for how we're going to tackle each aspect of it, and we'll consider motions on that at that point.
What I'm asking from this committee is I did make a proposal about at least calendaring this stuff, and I suggested Thursday and Friday. Is there a sense that we can proceed generally with that proposal?
Can you define this stuff? And when you talk about how long Thursday and Friday, do you mean from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. or will just a normal 5-hour call do?
I think the normal 5-hour call ought to do it. What I propose
was that all budgets be ready by Monday, Tuesday, mailed out to you, and that Thursday, Friday, we can do it any way we want, but you can do all, you know, 3-4 hours on national on Friday and the rest of the station budgets on Thursday, whatever we want to do, but assign those 2 days and everybody commit to being on the call and making doing that work.
Did you choose that day Friday out of malice for my wedding rehearsal,
or was that
just accidental?
Oh, I didn't know.
I would prefer Thursday very much, but
a marathon on Thursday?
If people have to do Friday, I can feed the chair on that day.
Dave, why don't you get married on the 10th?
Yeah, and next Friday is the 9th.
Oh, okay.
You
see, I remember when you're getting married. You're getting married on the 10th and you're honeymooning on the 13th, right?
There is no honeymoon. I have to some conference calls I have to be on.
When's the divorce?
Almost an elopement.
We've got that scheduled for November, I think, if we can sandwich it between meetings. Marnie, I have to step off the call for 5 minutes. Would you take over as chair, and I will return?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. So I think we're ready to move into the station budget status, unless there's anything more that people want to talk about the national office.
Well, Madam Chair?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I move that the Finance Committee meet on a schedule to be agreed to on reviewing the budgets on the 8th and or the 9th of next week, for a period not less than 5 hours be laid aside by each member.
Lonnie, can we hold off on that till we hear where the stations are? Maybe we need to do something. I don't know where the stations are yet.
Okay.
This is Teresa. Can we agree on the 8th?
At least get one date here. Otherwise, we'll get off the call and no one will know what our next move is.
All right.
And can we agree that we begin with the national office expenditure, baseline and expenses?
Yes, we will do that. Sure.
And can we agree to meet at the same time that we met today?
Yes, I would love to do that because it's tough meeting late. I know you folks East Coast have it worse. I understand you do.
No, you don't.
Trying to close an office here and take care of some last-minute business, too. All right. Shall we agree?
So by consensus, may we agree then by consensus to meet on Thursday, September 8th at 2 p.m. Pacific time?
This is LaVarne. That's a little early for me. I have a class that I try to attend at noon on Thursday. I mean, can we make it at least, 3?
I agree with LaVarne.
Okay, wait a minute.
So
wait.
Can we agree Thursday, September 8th at 3 p.m. Pacific?
That's much better for me. This is Jane. At 6 p.m. Eastern.
Six. All right.
Casey,
I think I'm hearing by consensus that we will meet on Thursday, September 8th at 3 p.m. Pacific to deal with the national office budget first, in whatever state it is, and then various station budgets in whatever states they are.
Okay, I got it.
Can we also maybe discuss the possibility of the next meeting?
Friday.
Well, I'm hearing that Dave, that's not good for Dave, and Friday's not a good day for me.
Well, Dave gets married on Saturday.
And he has a rehearsal dinner on Friday.
Well, we got budgets. Got to get it done.
Oh, yeah, budgets, marriage. Let's see. Let's weigh that.
Mungo chooses budget. That's what I want.
I would like to revert to those papers that Mark's students were writing. I think that would be...
Well, we got a new Pacifica widow coming right up.
Well, for right now, just so we can move the agenda, let's just agree that at least we know we're going to meet on Thursday, September 8th, and maybe by the end of the meeting or someplace along there, we'll also choose another day next week because we
excellent.
Love it.
Excellent.
All right? Okay. So now
May I make one statement before we go on?
Yes.
Is it understood by Ambrose that because we did send the race and nationality item to the HR person to work with finance and also to work with Committee of Inclusion, that our new HR person should be working up some sort of plan for training in as it was phrased on that resolution. And I'm assuming that if we really worked at it, we could get this training done for relatively inexpensive amount and get it implemented, foundation-wide. But the National Board is expecting some sort of plan. Is that understood, Ambrose?
She will begin her training in sexual harassment at the meeting in Houston.
And then she'll have some sort of plan of where to go from there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
What I've got her doing is putting together an infrastructure for the whole network.
Okay.
And she'll come to that meeting to train the GMs.
Okay, but that didn't really answer my question.
Yes.
But thanks anyway.
Sure. She'll be working on that after she finishes this.
Where are we?
Madam Chair, are we going to move the agenda to station budget?
Now we're going to work with station budget progress and budget review. And I know that we have physically received WPFW and KPFT, and I know that I have personally looked at both of them. So what is the will of the body on what we're doing here? And Lonnie, if you've got any thoughts, please weigh in.
Oh, sure.
Well, Madam Chair, I'd like to hear from the treasurers. You know me.
Okay.
The voices of the LSB as their elected fiscal officer, I would love to hear from the treasurers about where they think it is before we hear where the CFO thinks it is.
All right. So should we go around robbing, starting with Washington, D.C., and Jane?
Sure. I mean, we did meet the deadline, although it was not a very well-informed process. And Baruti suggested that as soon as this is done, we need to begin looking at timing for the whole process that can be well-informed. I do think that in terms of budgeting, we may want to do a preliminary, an initial budget. It seems to me that in December, we're all going to be much better informed about what's happening for the remaining 9 months, and that if we can work in a process that involves a 90-day review and revisions as needed. Those ideas were suggested by some of our LSC members, and I feel that they're worth considering. There needs to be a way of reviewing, revising with additional information, our budget is adopted, and we'll see where we go from here. We have concerns that we're looking at increased revenues, and hopefully we'll meet them, but our development director is on board with that.
Madam Chair, may I add something?
Yes.
Also from PFW, thank you, Jane. I just wanted to do a couple things that you probably need to know. One is our assumption was a 15% increase in revenue based on what we've done in the past. The other assumption was that our rent would remain at the current place where we are located based on a two-year extension. Now, we could have gotten a reduced rate for 4 years, but we thought 2 years would be the minimum that we could accept, that the landlord would accept, and we continue the process of looking for a new space. So that is something to keep in mind. Will still be the need, but immediately we're going to go ahead and renew that lease, which comes up in November, for 2 years. Whatever it is, and then try to, continue to look for a new space that would work for us. And those are probably the main two things that, we've talked about on a national level that you should know about, our revenue assumptions and our leasing arrangement. Thank you.
Okay. Are we wanting to talk about questions we may have about the PFW budget, or is there another time for that? Because, I mean, I have looked through this, and the first thing that popped to me is why the listener support is being projected to grow by 11.3%, and I don't see that kind of growth between 04 and 05. In fact, it went backward from 04 to 05. So I wondered why optimism.
Okay, two things. First of all, we were told that there was planned to be a summer drive, fun drive in 2006, which we have not had for several years. Second of all, there's a slight confusion about the projected year-end income from listener support. We had conversations back and forth on the topic of major donors, and if you are looking at our projected year-end totals, you're going to see $20,000 for major donors. That was a number that came from our development director. That is not Lonnie's number. That $20,000 you can add to listener support, and that was Lonnie's projection for us. The reason that we switched it was based on our we were having a lot of confusion about the topic of major donors, because we once again had a line item of $27,000 for major donors, and we said, well, how come we're projecting this when we have zero for this fiscal year? And then business manager and our development director said, well, the real end of year number is probably going to be about $20,000. That was at one or two of our meetings in the middle of the process. We heard that information. So I said to them, I said, well, go ahead. If that's what the real number is going to be, and it's just a matter of filing the correct paperwork to get that adjusted, then go ahead and switch it so that for our discussions with the LSB, they'll understand, you know, it'll be more clear why we're projecting $27,000 for major donors. Well, as it turns out, the final word we got from our business manager is that probably not all of that $20,000 is going to be reallocated to major donors, if any. And it's because apparently no matter how the money comes in, it ends up being classified as listener support. So there is a confusion there. It may be that listener support is not the problem. It may be that major donors is a problem, though.
Jane, can I add to what you just said?
Sure. Fine by me.
One of the problems is that anybody who contributes over $5,000 is considered a major donor.
Yeah.
Unless they contribute during a fund drive. It's all about the 20%, the essential services. If they contribute, anything that comes in during a fund drive is considered part of that fund drive with the 20% allocation. Major donors are excluded from the 20% allocation. And what happened is that when PFW went back and tracked the time and date of donations over $500, they found that those that occurred outside of a list of drives were still allocated in listener support, generating the 20% central service fee. And we want to reallocate those into major donors. And I would suggest that all other stations that are on this call consider that also. And that was one problem. The other problem is central services is based on 20% of gross revenues. But for those of you who have a substantial or any kind of credit card contributions, keep in mind you don't get the gross pledge, you get the net because of the bank charges. And that was the other concern. What happens in effect is you get a $100 charge, Central Services takes out $20, but you don't really get $100, you get $90. They still take their $20, and now you get $70 and not $80. That's something down the road, but what we needed to look at currently was the question of major donor allocations outside of fund drive periods.
I'm sorry, can I go back?
Yeah.
Sure, Jane.
Okay.
By the way, this is Dave. I'm back on the call.
Okay,
on the projected increase, we have actually been able to complete our fund drives a day early at least once this past year. I think that the numbers that we are being required to meet are going to definitely be a stretch, not only with the summer 2006 drive, but also potentially adding a day or two. Hopefully it won't come to that. I do have a lot of confidence in our development director. She's really very good. But the questions have been raised in terms of if we're going to get into a situation with donor fatigue. But we really have a pretty bare-bones budget. We really don't have any...